This is your brain on digital withdrawal. So the other day I got up and there had been an electrical outage overnight, and my internet connection no longer worked. And the first thing I felt was a constriction in my chest. How am I going to do my work? How am I going to interact with anybody? How am I going to communicate with anybody? This is terrible. And there was a panic. Breathe deep. It'll be okay. But it's terrible. It's just terrible. And this went on for a while. And then I picked up a book and I started reading, and it stayed out for a while, and then it came back on and I was kind of disappointed, but went right back into looking at complete waste of time websites. And I mean, there is, I think, a real addiction, which many of us have, and myself included, to this ability to look at a list of top 10 good actors who have appeared in terrible movies, or 10 surprising stories behind beloved Christmas songs, or whatever other crap, or to watch sports, or to watch movies, or to watch TV shows, or to watch, or to watch, or to watch. And I mean, in essence, to kill time. You know, I'm going to go a different direction for a second and talk about something that I've thought about a lot, which is one of the reasons that I have been an environmentalist since I was very young is because I understood at a very young age the difference between renewable and non-renewable resources. And I know resources is a bad word, that the trees don't consider themselves resources. They aren't resources, but that doesn't alter the fact that I understand that if you have a way of life that's based on non-renewable resources, it won't last. And I understand that socially, but I don't always seem to understand that. And the same thing is true personally, that I don't like in any given year spending more money than I made. I like to, if possible, try to make sure I don't spend down whatever capital I may have. I'm very frugal that way, except on the most important non-renewable resource of all, which is time. Because every one of us has, we don't know how many, but we have a specific number of minutes, hours, seconds in our lives. And nonetheless, I still play Left 4 Dead 2. I still spend some of this non-renewable resource watching television. And that feels like an addiction. And addiction, addict comes from the same root as the word edict, which comes from the ancient Romans would issue an edict enslaving someone. It means to enslave. And, you know, an addict is enslaved. There was a great line in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest about how an alcoholic used to drink out of the bottle and then the bottle drank out of him. And I think we have to ask, does the internet serve us or do we serve it? And are we enslaved to it? Are we addicted to it? And as with many addictions, you know, when it goes away, there's a withdrawal. But, you know, I am among the last generation of people who grew up before computers. the last generation for now, there will be them again. Anyway, I am among the last generation of people to grow up before computers and the last people to go through my 20s before the internet. And I know that days are longer when you're younger, but without the internet, and even now, today, without the internet, days are so much longer. There is so much more time. I can read more. I can take more walks. I can spend more time. What do they call it? I think the phrase on the internet is in meat space. M-E-A-T. That's what they call actually meeting people face to face. And, I think addictions to internet cost us so many things. They cost us. They also speed us up. We didn't evolve in internet time. We evolved in forest time and desert time and river time. And so in the short term, when I lose access, one more thing I want to mention is there was a study in the UK a few years ago. They asked young people if they believed that what was more important to them. And they overwhelmingly said that Wi-Fi was more important than sunlight. And I have not experienced that, but I have experienced going to a hotel, you know, when I've been on tour, and the first question is, how do I connect to the internet? And that's scary as hell. And so the first stage is panic and a feeling of loss and a feeling of emptiness. So back in the 90s or 2000-aughts, there was a movie called The Truman Show, which was about a guy who thought he was living his life, but the entire thing was a TV set, and it was his entire life was being broadcast to people all over the world. And I'm going to spoil the movie. And he gets out. He discovers that's what's happening. He gets away. And my favorite line of that movie was, there are, you know, everybody in the world's watching this show. And then there are these two people who've been shown watching it many times. And then, everybody's worried what's going to happen. How will they fill their lives when the show is no longer is on? And so the show goes off the air and the two guys look at each other and they say something effective. So anything else on? And they just change the channel. It was completely replaceable. And that's the thing we all need to understand about our addiction to internet is that the addiction to digital life is that it is completely replaceable. And in fact, it is where we live. And what can we replace it with? We can replace it with, I don't know, talking to people. We can replace it with living our own lives. And I want to give one more example of, we can replace it by going outside. That's what we can do. And for me, I am fortunate enough to live in a forest. And when I am able to break away from my addiction, this is one of the things that I replace it with. And my point in showing them is that what we need to remember is there is an entire world of difference between looking at a picture of a bear on the internet or looking at a cute video of a bear and seeing an actual bear. And there's a world of difference between looking at pictures of people and actually interacting with people in person. And there is, the thing we need to realize is that this is a surface. It's a flat surface. There is no depth to it whatsoever. There can be no depth to it. And the real world has depth. It has not only sights and sounds, but it also has smells. It has touch. It has taste. It has personality. It has relationship. It has It's not digital. It is not things broken into zeros and ones. It's real physical stuff. That's what's waiting for us when we do break the addiction.